You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're charging song on a Tuesday morning, All-Star Game Day. 94 WIP. We got a lot happening here, including 70. It's not a small number. 70 NFL coaches, executives, and scouts calling Jalen Hurts the ninth best in pro football as they define it today. We're also looking, as we give away Dave Matthews Band tickets for What Is Both Good and Bad, trying to figure out which bands or individual artists would be in a present-day Live Aid if such a concert were to happen. We've already gotten about 15 or 20 answers, but there are still some big ones available. So let us know who you think would be in that. We are struck by how many are individual artists instead of bands.
You
going
to try
bands.
To bring Britney Spears back for
us? No, she can't at this point, which is sad.
It is sad.
Christina Aguilera could, but Britney, I don't think Britney would get up there these days. That's a very sad tale with her
life.
How
about Justin Timberlake? Should
absolutely.
Justin Timberlake go?
Yeah, JT up there.
Yeah.
Throw him and Janet
a real
up.
Crowd pleaser.
Him and Janet up there together.
Janet.
Wonder why, Joe.
Close it all down. Open it up by closing it down. Or close it down by opening it up, or whatever I'm trying to say.
Close being the operative.
Clothes.
Term.
Close. Been quite a day yesterday with the Darren Dalton Foundation.
Yeah.
Tell us more. So usually I'm out there and like play. I didn't yesterday after the show, but I emceed the event later in the night. But you experienced the whole day. Give the audience that didn't get to see all that you saw and participate.
Well, first and foremost, growing up here and seeing all my childhood kind of heroes out there. I mean, it's just, obviously the 93 team was my team.
Yeah. You and me.
Yes, yes.
And about a million others
yes.
of us.
but just seeing the guys out there, Tommy Green and Crocker and Steve Jeltz and
Danny Jackson.
And it's just, I got to see Greg Gross, my old high school coach, for a couple years.
By the way, big listener to the show. Greg Gross told me last year that he walks frequently in the morning and listens to our show.
Wow. Really?
Which I thought was amazing.
Yeah. He's just such a gentleman and just a nice, nice human being.
He was your coach, huh?
He's for 2 years at Malvern, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
The greatest pinch hitter in the history of the Phillies.
Awesome, man.
I think he finished third all time with most pinch hits ever, I think.
He was awesome.
And now that's when having a bench mattered.
Yes.
Because you had a pitcher batting and you do double switches and all that stuff.
Too.
Yeah, I know
he could. He could do it all. Yeah. Just seeing those guys out there, it just brings back so many different memories for me personally. And then just having an opportunity to interact with them. Larry Bowe, we're Group 2B. Larry Bowe's group was 2A. So there were a couple of those that got backed up a little bit.
Did you hit him? Did you hit him?
No, I did not.
Get out of the way, Bowe!
I could talk with Larry he's so intense all the time when he talks about baseball. I just love his passion for the game. Just seeing those guys out there, it's really cool for me personally.
And yeah.
Getting to play, my group was awesome. The guys we played with were awesome. And it was just a lot of fun.
That's awesome, man. Just congrats to the Dutch Foundation. They do a wonderful job raising money in the fight against cancer. And everyone who participates all helps, you know, raise the money. So quite a day yesterday. Let's go back to the phones. A lot happening here, including the All-Star Game tonight. We'll get you ready with the starting lineups and some All-Star Game memories. But a lot on Jalen today, who the NFL coaches, executives, and scouts deem as the ninth best quarterback in football, which I think is ridiculous. I'd put him five. The way the NFL folks line it up is 1 through 4, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar. 5, 6, 7, they go Jaden, Daniels, Stafford, Herbert. 8, 9, 10, they go Goff, which is ridiculous. Goff, Hurts, Baker, Mayfield. Got to give Baker Mayfield credit for getting into the top 10, which a lot of people thought he would never, ever get back to.
I will give that to him. He battles.
And you know what? And he's battled within his career.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people 2 and 3 years ago that would have like, all right, I guess this isn't working out. But he hung in there. Yeah. He's going to make a lot of money for a long time. Because look how much guys like Bradford and Carson. I mean, I guess Carson's technically tried because he's a backup. But like some guys just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Like it felt like Bradford just threw in the towel.
Well, he was the last one who got the rookie guarantee.
And he didn't want to be a backup.
No.
And listen, he's entitled to not want to be a backup. Cam Newton didn't want to be a backup.
No.
Like, if I'm not a starter, then I won't play. And Baker Mayfield was a backup somewhere.
San Francisco? Where was he?
He landed somewhere for 1 year and then reemerged.
I
forget.
Like it was in California. But
it might have been.
Rams?
It
was a Carolina and the Rams in 22.
So he would have been, he might have been the Rams starter. I don't know. But bottom line is he bounced around, and he's found a way.
I just don't know how Jaden Daniels ahead of Jalen Hurts.
He's really good, man.
He's played 1 year. For me, it's not a big enough sample size. I know you like him a lot.
Well, wouldn't you acknowledge that think of it this way. Ron Hextall, better as a rookie than any other year.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes some guys can establish right away. I thought Jaden Daniels established. I mean,
Jaden Daniels is so far ahead of the curve in terms of understanding what he's looking at as a rookie quarterback, and understanding coverages.
I think some guys have that.
The safety rotation, like everything he sees, nothing surprises him. As a rookie, that says a mouthful.
Well, it's really hard at that position. But I'll give you other examples. Randy Moss was a top 5 wide receiver. Day one. And so was Javon Kearse as a defensive end. I mean,
that was physical. That was physical, magnificence. This is both physical and mental. Mental more than anything. He's got the brain of a 10-year veteran.
Yeah, he's got that aptitude.
Yeah. Big Ben, I would put Hurts above him, but I think it's really close.
And I
do think Jaden Daniels will pass him as time goes by.
If he stays healthy. His body type concerns me because of the way he's so mobile. He's not, built like Jalen.
Guys, I got to tell you, I agree with you. I still can't believe Lamar Jackson's lasted as long as he did. I met him when he was in college. I mean, slender.
Yeah.
Now, I guess he's probably put on some weight since then, but I'm telling you, I'm amazed. Now, Lamar Jackson's been banged up, not as banged up as some others, but he's had his spots where he's missed some games, but man, I don't know how he does it.
It's a very similar body type to Randall, correct?
Not as tall.
Randall was a little longer,
I think. A little more lean. Right.
Yeah. And I got to tell you guys, if Randall played in today's world and coaches knew how to use him, if coaches knew, because no one thought to run those plays.
No.
Once you got to pro football, they said, well, those plays won't work. If someone utilized the offenses that exist today with Randall.
And the way you can't hit quarterbacks nowadays as well.
Well, Randall would need to make the right decision.
He would need
on those plays.
He would need to, and you would need to develop that, from high school to college to the pros.
Jalen has been running these offenses, making these decisions
in terms of
understanding the looks in the box, the numbers, counting it all up, making sure we can run this play into this look, this side. Let's swap it over to the other side because the numbers are more favorable over there. He gets our teams into the right plays because it's a similar cluster, that he's accustomed to.
It's another form of reading defenses.
Yes.
Like people don't act like that's reading defenses. That's reading defenses.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a different type of reading defenses. Yeah. It's the run game, but it's as big a part of our offense as the passing game is.
I agree with that.
And then some.
It's a combination of pre-snap and half a second after the snap. Like, a lot of those decisions get made within 1 second of the ball being snapped, and he's very, 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 very good at that. Let's go to Sean in Delaware. Sean, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time caller.
Wow. Thank you, Sean.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
It might be the only one. So I'm actually a Ravens fan, but I'm a Delco kid all my life. Went to my senior bonner, and I've been doing this, going against the Eagles fans for the rest of my, you know, forever. So I understand. So I'm going to strictly say Jalen Hurts is not nine. No way in hell. I don't know if I can say that. But no way.
Yep.
But he's not over Lamar. He's not over Lamar. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think that Jalen has to do with Lamar or the other top 3 to 4 quarterbacks. I'll put him at 5. I don't know where they rank Joey B at. Was Joey B 4?
They got Burrow 3. Yeah, I got him 5 also, meaning Hurts. I'm with you. I would have Hurts 5. Some people tell me that's disrespectful. That's where I got him.
I don't think that's disrespectful. I think he's right. He's better than 9, but I think he's right there, right behind the top AFC quarterbacks, because I think Elliott was just talking on Jalen Hurts. That's how the outside of the Philadelphia fan base sees him, where the kids say now he's groomed up, or it's a lot of things going against him. But while, you know, I'm not going to complain if I'm Jalen Hurts. That's my weapon. But he's not asked to do what Lamar has to do or had to do with his MVP season. I don't think people see that Lamar had really sneezed 1 year. And one of you guys that we don't want no more, we don't want Nelson Aguilar, and he still won the MVP with us and in the AFC chip. And I don't think people see the pathway to that. You know, the first round, we have to go against C.J. Stroud, who everybody's talking about, Jaden Daniels. Now, I don't think Jaden Daniels is up there yet. That's only 1 year. We don't know how the sophomore slump will go. That's another conversation. Because everybody's saying that about C.J. Stroud just 365 days ago. So we can't put rookies up there on the ranking list yet. I think they need about 2 to 3 years, because we don't know what the film is going to look like.
2 to 3 years.
How crazy. Yeah. How much of Lamar Jackson's improvement as a passer last year had to do with the offensive coordinator? Todd Monken became the offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens last season. He gets Lamar. And for my money, he's a big reason why Lamar improved so much as a passer last year. I think his QBR was up there at the top of the league.
Well, that I do think, but also we got to give Lamar credit for year 6 or 7 development,
but
whatever it was.
Offensive coordinator matters.
Sure, sure
and,
does.
And Todd Monken did a wonderful job with him. Lamar Jackson improved. It took huge steps as a passer last season.
No question.
Jalen can still continue and plans to continue to take huge steps.
Well, one thing Jalen's, to me, always been better at than Lamar is the actual pass.
That's for
sure. The physical pass, Jalen is better at that than Lamar.
Yes.
I think the decision-making with Jalen, he's a little too conservative for my liking, but it worked last year because you had a defense and a run game to lean on. The question always is, if you don't have that to bolster you, if he has to force it in there more, will he choose to?
Right. And it doesn't feel like he forces it, or feels like he's got a different set of priorities in the regular season and the postseason. He plays football differently.
Well, I also think he was really affected, and I mean this in a good way, by how many turnovers he had down the stretch in 23. I think it changed his game last year, and he was
affected by the way he turned the ball over early in the season last year.
The game in Brazil,
Yes.
All right, Sean, I need an answer. This is for Dave Matthews tickets. What is both good and bad?
I'm going to say gambling / definitely sports gambling.
Interesting answer right there. All right. Ben, what is both good and bad?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow! I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
My initial one was the alcohol.
Alcohol is a good answer.
Yeah. Assault?
Assault?
No, salt. not assault.
Well, assault.
I heard that too.
Well, if someone's coming after
too.
You.
I did. I heard it too, Joe.
Well, if someone's assault. Coming after you, I might have to assault you back.
Normally you don't heal well, but I heard the same thing and I was like, did he just say assault?
No, salt. It tastes good on your food, but it's not good for you.
Salt's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
I don't add it to a lot of things.
No?
I don't either,
Ray. Not a big salt. I like pepper more. I like a little heat, but no, I'm not a big salt person.
Yeah, my family kind of seemed like we moved away from it a long time ago, and like I don't crave salt. Like, I'm good without it.
Really?
I throw the pepper on stuff. Like, I had a ham and cheese sandwich earlier today. I pepper that thing up.
Pepper on a ham and cheese?
That
I'd
does
never
sound
heard
good.
Of that.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think pepper's good on everything.
I mean, first off, I got it from this... Our radio station's little closet of food, which
you
is like...
You seriously got a ham and cheese sandwich from the closet?
That stuff probably got put in there 5 months ago.
And why? You wonder exactly. Why you have problems.
I needed a little pepper, a little mustard.
Shelf life
you know?
Of 6 months.
Had to have my Cape Cod potato chips. You know, give me a little balance.
If you ate better, you would feel better.
Yeah, right. You said get into shape earlier. We're talking about how being in shape will... maybe give you a chance in tennis.
Thank you.
You're not going to be in shape if you're eating stuff that's been in the fridge for a week.
Well, not the fridge.
There's nothing wrong with a ham and cheese sandwich, but getting it out of how you have no idea when it was made is not a good idea.
Yeah, I think that probably got in there in 2024.
Yeah,
you know, sometime before Christmas. By the way, Ben, me and Fritz, who's going to win this thing overall?
I think Jack will win.
You think he beats me in basketball?
Yes, I think he beats you.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm not rooting for anyone.
Come on.
Listen, I was on the afternoon show on Friday.
Oh, what the hell with the... What is this?
They're like, who do you... I'm
oh,
like,
did they bully you?
No, I said, I'm Switzerland. I'm Switzerland in this. Can I
tell you something?
I have no skin in the game. It doesn't affect my life one way or the other.
Let me tell you something about Switzerland. No one really respects them.
No one respects them?
Yeah, they don't take a stand for anything.
It's a beautiful place.
Right, am I right, Rhea?
Roger Federer.
Have you ever heard anyone say, you know what? I really admire Switzerland. They take a stand.
For their neutrality?
Yeah.
I admire their neutrality.
I don't really know a lot about it, but their flag's a plus.
Let's go to Tim right now. Tim is calling from Swedesboro. He's rooting for the Hammer. Good morning, Tim.
Not Switzerland, Swedesboro.
No. Oh, Swedesboro. Yeah.
Yes, I am rooting for the Hammer. Yes, I just wonder what's going on, man. What's everyone going against you for?
I think because
he thinks he's better than Jack at sports.
Well, I think
he's trying to prove it. He really believes that.
The beat the hammer arrogance, I think, set in motion people rooting against me. But I'm trying to turn that frown upside down.
Congratulate you on your victory Friday.
Thank you.
I was amazed that guy got at least one right because there were some pretty tough questions.
Well, listen, that's what the hammer does. And in true hammer form and fashion, Tim, I will tell you, it wasn't just my victory Friday. It was my 288th victory on Friday.
Creeping towards 300.
Yeah, I'm also creeping to getting back to the haughty hammer, but I'm not really there yet. Good morning, Tim. What do you got for us?
What's up? Well, I wanted to put in about this whole thing with the ranking of the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, what does this man, and I think somebody asked this already, but I'm not sure. What does this man got to do to, like, at least make these critics and coaches and whoever think that, you know, oh, this guy, you know, he's the master of the push-push. You know, he's got the whole package. He's the whole package.
Yeah, so I think some people – so, look, I think the tush-push should go away if I was the league. But the fact that it hasn't, he should get extra points for being the best at it. And I think there are some people that say – It's phony baloney. I give him no credit for that. And I think that's really unfair. It is currently part of football. It may stay part of football. And while it is, when he's better at it, he deserves credit. Like, I'll give you, for instance, Tim, man, a lot of people disagree with me on this, but I'll say what I've been saying for 30 to 40 years. I would have taken Emmitt Smith over Barry Sanders. Now, I was in the minority on that, but I'm going to give you my reason. I never had to take Emmitt off the field in 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1, and he could score me a lot of touchdowns in the red zone that way. First downs and touchdowns. And so
and
to me,
was another one that was the whole package.
And so to me, Emmitt Smith was a more complete back, even though Barry obviously had the chance to go 80 yards more than Emmitt. I'll take the guy that moves the sticks and scores the touchdowns, and yes, he had a much better offensive line.
Did Emmitt ever go 80 yards?
Not much.
Wow. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Not much.
I mean, I would imagine he got hawked down at like 45. Right.
But I mean, think about it this way, guys. The fact that Barry, now think about this, and I mean, this is no disrespect to Barry, who I loved. But the fact that Barry would be taken off the field by his coaches at 3rd and goal from the 1, taken off the field with frequency.
Who was that coach again? Was that Bobby Ross?
Wayne Fonts and Bobby Ross.
Yeah.
Both of them. But the point is, if you're not my running back on 3rd and 1, are you better than Emmitt Smith? I say no. My point is, Jalen brings stuff like that to the table that some people discredit, and I think that's unfair.
Okay, so let me pick your brain a little bit, Joe, if I can.
Sure.
So in let's say in a fantasy football league, who would you draft first if you were to go quarterback? Would you draft Lamar or Jalen Hurts?
Well, honestly, I don't remember how the stats ended last year. I mean, I'm sure they were both monsters. I'd have to just look. I mean, John, do you remember who had more points? I mean, I have no idea.
No, I don't know.
I'm sure they were both.
Depends
great,
on what league you're in, though, too, right?
The scoring system, yeah. Tim. I don't know. I'm sure they're amongst the top. You know, obviously.
Yeah, I know it's a tough decision. I mean, I was thinking about that when they were talking
I'm also gonna balance my comments out with this, because like I've said a lot pro Jalen as he deserves, but let's also remember 11 times Saquon Barkley ran the ball to the 1 yard line. Jalen then gets the 1 yard touchdown and deserves credit for that. But let's not forget Saquon helped bring the ball down to the 1 yard line. Like we, you know, and that's where when I talk about, to me, one of the things that stood out this summer and spring is the extremes people went to on Jalen. Like when 20% of our audience said Jalen is better than Saquon when we had that poll, like to me, that's ridiculous. I mean, he's not. He's good, but he's not better than Saquon. And so I just try to, like, I don't know why more people don't keep their head.
Well, because like, it's not that hard, Joe. I mean, you know, in a city, when you win a championship,
sure.
and especially, I'm assuming, quarterbacks, it's only been done once before. It was done by Nick Foles, who did it as a replacement.
Right.
But I think it's not.
It's the appreciation, right?
Yes.
Of course.
And it should be appreciated.
It should be.
It's where I haven't understood it. Like, it was like literally the day after people wanted to go, well, according to these stats, he's not that good.
No, I know.
It bothered me.
I understand that. Yeah. Here's what I'll say. Here's what bothered me that I'll give you on the other end. Like, for instance, when that list, I forget what Time magazine or someone came out with the top 100.
Yeah.
100 most influential people in the world. And I immediately said, because Jalen was on, I was like, come on. You kidding me? And then James was like, it's disrespectful to say he's not top 100 influential people in the world. I'm like, James, what about she? And he's like, who's she? I'm like, who's she? She runs China. China has a nuke and is the second most powerful country in the world.
Yeah, but Joe, that list is ridiculous. It's time putting new people on it every year.
But I hear you. But my point is, James was an example of someone that went to the extreme. I mean, it's look, you want to rank Jalen 3, 6, 5, 8, figure it out. But to say he's the top 100 most influential people in the world and then tell me I'm disrespectful when I say he's not, I mean, come on. Hey, come on.
Because I think the way that fans probably look at that when it happened after he wins a Super Bowl and he's named MVP, hey, that's pretty cool.
Right.
My quarterback's on the 100 list.
Of course, of course. Tim, give me an answer. And by the way, another thing that's cool is hanging out with Jordan a lot. There were more pictures that came out of him and Jordan yesterday, and that's good stuff. It's great for him to have that access to Jordan and all that. All right, Tim, what is both good and bad?
Both good and bad. All right, I'm going to go with money.
Oh.
Give me the bad. Give me the justification.
Well, let's say money, like you have the opportunity to, you know, make this certain amount of money, like everyone, you know, moves up in their ladders of opportunity. But the bad side of it is, you know, money can make you very greedy, insecure, and can cause a lot of stress and anxiety.
That's all true. Yeah, true. I don't think that's the best answer today, but it's so an interesting.
I don't think it's the best because it's so skewed. There's so much more positive than the negative. Like, it can corrupt you, certainly, money. But
three best answers we got so far are alcohol.
That one's so funny.
Chemo and women. Rhea is still waiting for someone to call and say men.
Seriously.
Who's going to do it?
Meg, are you out there?
She would never.
All right, the All-Star Game starting lineups. We'll get you set for that and more as we roll forward in the 9 o'clock hour on 94 WIP.
Is your home feeling like a sauna? Even when you have the AC on full blast, it's like the heat just pushes its way through your old drafty windows.
That's exactly it, Rhea. And I can personally vouch for the difference new windows can make. Since we upgraded with Window Nation, my house, our house, it stays so much cooler. And right now, Window Nation, they're making it incredibly affordable. 50% off all window styles and zero interest for 5 whole years. You won't pay interest until 2030.
Seriously, that interest-free offer until 2030 is huge. And for anyone worried about the hassle, remember that Window Nation installations, they typically just only take one day, even actually in John's case, a quick nap, and it's all done. It's perfect whether you're busy with summer plans or prepping for fall.
Don't miss out on their best deal of the year to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient. Get 50% off all window styles through July 31st with that amazing zero interest until 2030. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com for your free quote today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.